Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh?
Where the answer is never, unfortunately, Josh. Lately. But never Robin or Josh. Stick with
the classic.
Stick with the good. To keep it coming. Keep
in
it coming.
In this show, the answer will never be Robin or Josh.
No. Certainly not in this show.
No. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
And
the horror.
We're bringing you this week...
It's big week. One. This is it's a big one for no real reason other than we just thought of it.
Yeah. And that's the Oprah universe.
Oprahverse.
We're going to do it.
I just want to say that I have nothing bad to say about Oprah, because God forbid she ever hears this.
The fact that you would even say that as a joke shows your level of delusion with our own fame. Like,
No. There's me believing there's no chance she hears this. Like, definitely. There's the 0.000 is almost as low as...
There's not even a chance that one of her interns would hear this.
Well, let's... Man, how great would it be to have an intern?
Here, we could probably swindle one.
This place almost looks like an office now.
I could, like, just like...
There's a desk in our apartment right now for an intern.
I could put post-its up at UCLA and be like, intern needed. They probably wouldn't ask questions.
Now that I'm thinking about, like, okay, now we have an intern.
Right.
Okay, say we have an intern.
They're 18 years old.
What are they going to do now? Oh, God, I'll have so many. They'll think I'm the weirdest boss, especially because they don't know what the fuck I do. Yep. Who would you do intern? A podcast intern?
We could get
a pet. A pet intern?
And then they could just the intern could just watch the pet. We could probably get,
Should we pretend like we have big-time jobs, like this podcast is a big thing? Yeah. We have, this setup makes it look like we maybe, you know... This new apartment set. We have a new apartment set up.
Yeah, Josh cannot contain himself.
I filmed a project here and had to buy an apartment. So we have this new fake office that I had to build. So we have this new office set up, and
yeah, we're official.
And I feel like I can trick an intern into working for me.
Oh yeah, for like a week. Get it? It'd be like when Kramer had one.
It'd be very similar.
Oprah. Oprahverse. I'm excited. It's an intense subject because Oprah herself is an intense woman.
She's an unbelievable woman. It's like blows your mind.
Yeah.
To think that you could have seen her when she was a kid, and like the thought that she would ever be the richest woman in the world.
It was crazy. Like,
you probably as good a chance of Oprah listening to this podcast.
That's right.
Is what you would have thought. So there you go, Robin. Just when you get down on something, Oprah goes and proves you wrong.
Oprah's life story is as tacky as all the books she recommends.
That's why she likes it. That's why she relates to it. It's like you know when you... No, you don't know. I was about to make a sports reference. Just keep forgetting that you don't watch sports.
Nope.
But in sports sometimes, something happens and you're like, I wouldn't believe that if that were in a movie. But in reality, in like the sports reality, you're like, this is unbelievable. It's like a movie. But in a movie, you'd be like, bullshit.
Right.
So Oprah's like, you know, this stuff I'm reading is unbelievable. It's very real.
It's just like
But you just
life.
Read it and you're just like, that's a bunch of phooey.
Yeah. You're born, and then you die. And you do nothing in between. I don't know what those impression of, but I feel like it's in some old movie.
I wish I recognize it.
Yeah,
I'll have an answer
crazy.
For that on next podcast.
Oprah...
That and more unfulfilled promises.
Oprah got all sorts of terrible things done to her. She's a little girl. And she overcame it. Now she's super rich. She was actually in a beauty pageant. She won in like some Southern beauty pageant.
Interesting.
So I would not have said that Oprah would win a beauty pageant, but you know, she's just overcoming all sorts of adversity.
So should I just jump into Oprah?
Let's do Oprah first and then we'll tag in the rest of them.
It won't be the grand finale. People can just stop listening after this one because they'll have their answers.
I need to know how Josh feels about Oprah's puss.
Now, truth be told.
Yes.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
For a number of reasons, but not the obvious reasons.
Okay.
Oprah is not someone you have sex with. That is a big fucking mistake. Oprah is someone you become friends with.
Right.
You become Oprah's friend. Oprah's like the best friend in the world.
Right.
There's
even if she's like, even if you're Oprah's last friend she thinks about, you're probably still getting diamond necklaces.
And can I tell you something about someone who's the best friend in the world?
What?
They're the worst enemy in the world too. You do not want someone who can just give an audience full of people free cars on your shit list.
Does Oprah have?
Just think about what else they can do. I'm not saying she's the type of person that does.
Yeah, is she like a vengeful person?
I don't know. She could be. She has enough money to be secretly vengeful. Now, I'm not assuming she is. She seems like a super good person who. Knows how to overcome her problems. But I'm just saying, you don't have sex with Oprah because sex will ruin it, because sex just ruins relationships between guys and girls sometimes.
But do you think Oprah has ruined careers? Has she, like, just, like, especially, you know, if I was Oprah, I would ruin some people's lives as well over Oprah. But, like, you would go back to your childhood and you'd be like, that fucker called me... like ugly in seventh grade. I'm gonna find them. I'm gonna find their family. I'm gonna lie. I'm gonna get the doctor to diagnose his wife with cancer. It's fake, and then she's gonna have to go through chemo, and they're not gonna find out till after. I would do some fucked up
shit. Shit that goes on in your brain. Well, now, I used to have shit lists. I used to have like people that are like, if I ever got the opportunity.
Don't try to sit here and be like that's past tense. When we met, you spent like an hour talking about the guy that took a month's rent from you on Craigslist and what you would do to him if you found him.
Yeah, but if I was Oprah rich, like, who the fuck cares?
Because it's not, you don't even care at that point, but it's like, oh, I have 3 hours free. Many assistants, come hither. And then you tell them.
But I already won. But, like, the point is I haven't won yet. I haven't won against the 600.
But you can double win by crushing them and being Oprah.
No, but why, just, like, just why even give them the satisfaction of thinking about them?
Well, they'll never know that you just crushed them. Just, like, have, like, a piano dropped on their car. Like, just do that kind of shit.
That line of thinking just seems wrong to me.
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe it puts the fire under my butt. Just the promise of revenge.
No. To me, just the revenge is succeeding and doing well.
But they probably forgot about you because you didn't. Like, your enemies didn't care about
you. The point is,
you
probably forgot about them. I completely forgot about Dennis Sirico. If you're out there, you best watch out. I've completely forgotten about Dennis Sirico.
Right.
Facebook friends with one person that I know who who didn't have a lot of information about him.
So, okay, but let's take it back, though.
Sirico, if you're listening to this, I just want you to know... I'm going to be powerful soon.
And he won't crush you.
And I'm... I won't crush you.
Okay, so wait. You're saying Oprah no for just, like, you know, power reasons.
Well, it's like... here's the deal. Yeah. It's like, if Oprah were super hot and, like, it just felt like... If Oprah just seemed like someone, like, I felt like I could spend the rest of my life with, then fuck yeah. But I just feel like... If I were to get involved with Oprah, it wouldn't, like, A, she wouldn't be able to deal with me, just in general.
But she could just, like,
You're saying we just have sex.
Let me lay out
okay, let's see some ground rules.
I want to...
Is this a situation where I end up being a prostitute?
No.
Like, that's my...
No.
I feel like this is heading in the being a prostitute direction.
No, this
okay,
is
let's
not.
Hear it.
Let's say that right now... You and Oprah are the same age. So you're, like, in your 50s. And...
So I'm older. She's not younger.
Yeah, no. It's okay. Like, and you've remained a bachelor. And you're, like, at your film premiere. And it's really... Like, you're really excited. And it's, like, a pretty cool film that you've directed. And your friend, your agent or whatever, or some friend that you have, they're plus one... Just because she happens to have the time is Oprah. Just for whatever reason, she was in LA. She's best friends with this friend that you know. They come to the film premiere. She loves it. Your best friend or agent or whoever, producer of the movie, is like, let's get drinks after. And you go to like a fancy ass hotel. No, you're doing okay, but you're not, you know, super rich. And like, for whatever reason, you just at this bar and you just hit it off with Oprah and she's super down to earth and you're like, I can see how you built this empire because I can just see it. You're a nice person. You're down to earth and you connect a lot. She like talks about her favorite movies. now, blah, 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 this is like, and she says, oh, I'm in town for another day, let's get lunch tomorrow, and you get lunch tomorrow, and it's going really well, and she's like, oh, I'm going to the south of France for a week, you should just come. What are we, you know?
just make me sound like such a woman in this situation.
I mean, Oprah has some big walls. There's no getting around that.
It's just like... I could hang out with her in the south of France. But I have to have sex with her? I'm a prostitute. I told you I would not be a prostitute.
It's, you're having a good time.
It's just, you know, like... You want to see the south of France. If it were a totally natural thing that just like, yeah, Oprah is not just like a person who I'm just like, under no circumstance could I see ever having sex with her, except for not being physically attracted to her at all, and feeling like it would lead to being enemies, not needing that.
What about?
But I'm saying if she was someone who I met randomly and we happened to hit it off in this unbelievable way and we were both the same age and she was Oprah, and like it's, I don't know if it could be just that kind of like, you know, sex with no baggage or anything.
Because you're older, you're both mature, you're not, like, there's not all that anxiety and tension. It's kind of just what it is. It's like a weekend with a week, it's a week in France with Oprah. And she's like, this is just my vacation. I, you know, Stedman died, and...
maybe she just wows me. She sweeps me off my feet.
Okay, so maybe. Now I'm opening this possibility, too. We're going to take it back to Chicago. You're both younger. You're both, like, let's say, 18. No, you're 22. You're right out of college. You've got this job at a broadcasting company. You're interns. That's not out of the realm of possibility that you had that job. And you have to work late nights together, and you're assigned on some of the same stories, and you go out and you cover them. What about that, Oprah?
And she is young in my age?
You guys are both 22.
We're both 22.
You're right out of college. You got this job. She won the beauty pageant.
But see, the interesting thing is I'm going to be talking to her, and it's going to be like finding out about all this crazy baggage.
Oprah does not talk about her kids she had when she was 14.
Probably not. But on a second date, Robin, that's when that stuff comes out. Once you've slept together, you're lying there.
So you're
fucking. I guess we slept together, right, already. Right. In this situation, so yeah. Switch to the answer becomes yes. I guess.
I'm just saying, you're thinking of Oprah as the entity, not as Oprah the woman. Oprah the woman might be able to get you to come on her side.
She's a powerful woman.
She's powerful. She's got to be charismatic, right? Think about it that way.
I definitely like successful, smart, intelligent.
Yeah, she's got her own thing going on.
Those are the same thing, smart and intelligent. But I like women that are both of those.
Yeah, they compliment your weaknesses.
They compliment my weaknesses, exactly. You son of a... Why I oughta.
Think about it. Who has Oprah not been able to charisma in her life? She's charismaed everyone. She charismaed the nation.
She did.
Did you ever watch the Oprah show?
I mean, you know, my mom watched it when I was growing up, so I saw a lot of it. My mom loves Oprah.
Yeah.
My mom like wants nothing more than to be on Oprah.
Oh, yeah. That works out. Maybe she'll get it.
I feel like she's got the possibility of that happening.
Yeah.
She's definitely a worthwhile woman for that. It's her birthday coming up. Gotta send her birthday card. I bought her birthday card. I need to remember to send it this time. I sent the last one, I just sent it late. It's her birthday. I'm like, I gotta go put this in the mail and then I have to buy stamps and
mailing,
when it gets all,
it's so hard to mail.
It's not what it used to be. If you don't have a house, if you don't live in a house with a mailbox, mailing is not easy. Even if you live in a house with a mailbox, mailing is still not easy. There's just something about mailing things is difficult, but that's why you mail a birthday card to someone, because it shows you put the thought in.
It's like, hey, mom, do you know where a mailbox is in Culver City next on the corner with three laundromats on the corners? Because I didn't, but I found one for you.
That's how much I love you, Mom. Happy birthday. I'd do that for you any day.
I walked past 18 people collecting cans from garbage.
Yeah, the people with the cans, the people collecting the cans, they just don't give a fuck that you're in a car that can destroy everything they built.
They don't give a fuck about anything.
They don't. I was just driving, and this woman was in the road like she was a car, but she was just pushing a cart full of bags, and there was tremendous traffic backing up behind her, and this woman just did not give a fuck.
They walk around with those little lights that you wear in a cave that are on your forehead. And then I just hear, it like, feels like there's, like, a posse of raccoons.
They are, like, they're earning money with these cans, right? They're not just taking them and building some can for, it's not just, like, a schizophrenic thing, but, like, no. they grab cans.
No, they're earning money, and it's actually really bad for the city, because the whole reason the recycling program was set up was that so cities could pay for recycling plants with the money they earned. But now these people take all of the cans, and the city can't pay for the recycling. It's a terrible problem. In some counties, they make garbage cans that are, like, all bent and stuff, so that your human arm can't get down them to get the cans. Just, ugh. Oprah used to wear dresses made out of garbage bags when she was super poor.
But these people also need that money. Considering how little money they're getting, there's this little economic system that gets these people... You know, like $30
a week of more malt liquor.
Fine, but they're surviving on that malt liquor. You would die if you had nothing.
If you had no malt liquor, you would die. I'm the wrong person to talk to about semi-homeless people.
They're on your shit list when you're famous. My sympathy levels
are not high enough. No, I'll just be carried around in neighborhoods that I can't remember what those people are.
The humanist and the Higgins.
Yeah. Okay, so I feel like we covered Oprah
for it's 17 her minutes.
Universe. She deserves
a big one.
Yeah.
So if we're gonna talk about Oprah, then I want to jump into the big dog on the male Oprah side.
Yeah.
Which is actually debatable, but the one we're really gonna go for is Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil is Oprah's
walrus. That's what I see when I see a picture
Oprah's
of him.
Walrus. He is a walrus.
He's the most walrus-looking man. His mustache is just a broom.
The Beatles didn't know it, but they were writing that song about Dr. Phil. That's how you should start out a song with I am the... He's the Eggman. He's the walrus, cuckoo-cachoo. I saw the most hilarious sign for Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
I took a picture of it. I will post it on our Facebook page.
Only picture. Why do you promise these pictures, Josh? Why don't you just think it and then not do it?
Well, no, I'm going to actually post
this. This is the fifth picture you promised the audience.
This one's actually going to happen. I've already tweeted this picture, Robin. I'm just going to post it on the Facebook page. I promise it. It was Dr. Phil. You've probably seen it if you live in Los Angeles or anywhere in the world, because Dr. Phil is apparently everywhere. But it's Dr. Phil... The safe place to talk about hard things.
Oh my god, yeah, broadcast.
The safe place to talk about hard things on television in front of America.
Ugh.
Is it just me, or every time you see someone on one of those shows, you think, divorce?
Divorce?
I just feel like everyone that goes on Dr. Phil, or... Not Oprah. I feel like people on Oprah are more put together. But anyone that goes on the Oprah offshoots... Is just heading for a train wreck to divorce.
You mean if it's like a couple that goes on?
Yeah, it's the couple ones.
Oh, yeah. Unless it was just like a slow weekend.
How does your marriage survive being grilled? All Dr. Phil does is sit there and harangue you about all your problems and how messed up you are.
And
you know that if you're on Dr. Phil, all your friends are watching.
Yeah.
If you were on Dr. Phil, I would make sure I saw that episode of Dr. Phil.
What would my Dr. Phil episode be, Josh?
It's just a recipe for divorce, getting yelled at by Dr. Phil on TV in front of all your friends.
Dr. Phil, he's like halfway, I'm talking voice, like in between Clinton and then just like Southern Yokel.
I had the owner of my high school was basically Dr. Phil.
What does that mean?
He just looked like, he was like a big, fat, bald guy with a mustache who was like an orator that would give us like these 2-hour-long speeches. That were kind of trying to mold our brains into something they didn't want to be.
You don't often see the big white fat guy who's bald with just the mustache. That's the most rare. I'm gonna say that you get more clean-shaven bald guys and more bearded bald guys, but just the mustache is an interesting choice.
He was interesting. He was like 6'5", and he was like huge, just super fat, and a big bellowing voice.
Can you do the Dr. Phil impression?
No, I could try.
It's hard. I feel like once you nailed it, you would nail it.
Once you nail it, yeah.
What we have here is no, this is bad.
You're not listening to her. You're yeah, not listening. No. To, yeah. You have to. You're not going to have a successful marriage unless you listen to her.
Okay. Okay.
Now, I'm not. I haven't even started on you yet. I haven't even gotten started on you. You have a whole other mess of problems we got to work on if this marriage is going to work out. A whole other mess of them. First thing is you got to do something about those bunny rabbits you got all over the house. Something needs to be done. You're driving this man insane.
Oh, he's driving a lot.
That's Dr. Phil, I guess.
You're driving him out. Yeah.
We got to get this marriage on the fast track to success. Ugh. First thing you got to do is you got to come on my show. And we're gonna make a video of you guys fighting for everyone to watch. Ugh. And then we're going to show really weird secret things you guys have. Have you the look on the men's faces on Dr. Phil? Like when he's going over the stuff, they just look like, what the fuck am I doing here right now? Why did I agree? I hate this woman. They just demand it. Because you know it's the wives that are like, we got to go on Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Because what husbands even watch Dr. What husbands are home when Dr. Phil is on?
It's the middle of the day. God, the middle of the day programming is the worst, where every other ad is either community college or debt, like, crisis.
It actually takes a big drop from the early in the day when it's Springer and Maury.
Just slowly pretends to be classy. Yeah, no, Dr. Phil...
I always... Just on the Springer and Maury thing, I've always been so bothered when I watch Maury, because I look at all these people that have problems that, like, I wish I had.
Like what?
Like
all women?
It's just like he. This is Jim is with Shaniqua, and but he's seeing this girl Gail on the side.
I like those are the two black names you can.
Why were they supposed to? They weren't both black.
Because we're gonna be talking about Oprah's Gail, and the other one was Shaniqua.
This is the name that came to my head.
It's fine. It's hard.
They are usually black on Maury. Like, what am I going to do? Sit here and be totally PC?
I'm just saying that your name generating skills are
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of...
It's
not to say that everyone's perfect.
Look, I'm just poking fun. Don't take it personally.
Listen, I voted for Obama. the classic white man.
Dr. Phil... is disgusting.
I don't even know why we're talking about you having sex with Dr. It's just a no, like, straight through. Okay. Let's say Dr. Phil. You gave me my hypothetical. Let's say Dr. Phil lost 200 pounds.
Is he even that fat? He's just kind of tall.
Fine. Let's say Dr. Phil lost 100 pounds and got hair plugs.
Okay.
And got in really good shape.
Okay.
And was your age.
Was he that bad? Was all that shit wrong with him when he was my age?
I don't know. I'm just saying Andy's your age. And he has all the money he has.
Okay, so fine. I'll paint you the picture when I do fuck Dr.
Phil. Okay, yeah. Let's hear the picture of when Robin...
Because you gotta... A lot of these, because they're old enough, you gotta take it back to when it would have been happening. Here's when I would have fucked Dr. Phil. Instead of going to chemistry grad school, I went to med school and I met him in some class, and he's like really smart and charismatic and kind of has like bigger ambitions, like even more than being a doctor. He like wants to like have these big ambitions. Maybe he doesn't know what it is yet, but you know, you can kind of sense that from him.
Mm-hmm.
And he maybe is balding, or even if he was bald, that's okay. He's probably, you know, I don't know, generally better hair situation. Maybe the mustache doesn't exist, or maybe it's kind of like cute because he's younger.
What's wrong with balding?
Nothing. Okay, nothing's wrong. Balding's the best. You said hair plugs in your Dr. Phil makeover.
I was just asking what's wrong.
So, and
just your hair thinning a little
we're
bit.
Like studying, and we drank together, and he's probably really charismatic. He hasn't sold out yet. He, at one point, he must have wanted to help people, right? So, that, yeah, I would fuck Dr. Phil if we were both in med school together.
So there's, okay. All right, Dr. Phil.
But just now, he's actually not fat. I'm looking at him. I don't know why we thought that. He's just very large.
He's large. He's an imposing figure.
He's definitely an imposing figure.
Just seems like he's like constantly eating like really big sandwiches.
That must he? Why? How did he get so subtle on that mustache? Just like this is right. I can feel it forever. All right. So that's Dr. Phil. So now let's go to. I'll lighten it up for you. Well, this is probably arguably the best person in the podcast. Well, Rachel Ray.
Rachel Ray.
Yeah.
I mean, Rachel Ray is attractive.
Yeah.
I dated a girl in college who actually reminds me a lot of Rachel Ray.
Okay.
So I definitely have to give it a yes, just in, like on a who would I do level,
right.
Because I've already done someone that was like, almost a Rachel Ray clone.
Okay.
And she was super sweet girl, super nice girl. Maybe me and her didn't totally 100% see the world the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But on like the pure, on Rachel Ray's like pure, like in being ambitious and being attractive and able to cook, like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She seems perky.
She seems like a good wife.
That's, yeah. Well, she's probably really busy.
I feel
though.
Like that's true. But that's her appeal, is that she seems like that good wife to have.
Right, definitely, yeah.
The wife that wives want to be girl. And the one that husbands maybe think they want to marry.
Before they wise up and marry that 20-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel Ray. Yeah, she's pretty good. I do want to mention, though, that in preparation, we do extensive research, listeners, for this show. Extensive research. And in preparation for this episode, we Googled Rachel Ray, and I watched a video clip, so I wanted to kind of get more flavor of what her show is about. I knew it was about cooking. I think I've seen her on Conan and stuff. And it was just in a lesson about what scratchers to buy. And there was a disgusting
It was just a guy telling people what lottery tickets to purchase. Yeah. But in the end, there was that disclaimer.
It was just like they had bought scratchers. They weren't even lottery tickets, Josh. They were scratchers.
Like, that's like a form of lottery ticket.
But you have to make that distinct because they're worse than lottery tickets.
Because at least with a lottery ticket, you're blindly throwing your hat in the ring for like an obscene amount of money.
Yeah, it's not $15 when you cross off a goat's head with a quarter. And
everyone won, and they were talking about the what a evil setup that was.
It's so horrible.
Like that's my thing about Oprah. You know, that's like where it all kind of goes a little wrong for me. It's like I look at Oprah and her show, and it's like, okay, I like what she's doing. I see who she is, and I'm very impressed. But then all the Oprah offshoots, I feel like I have so many problems with.
Yeah, when I look at what they're doing. Total just skeezes. Is Oprah just really that more convincing and she's the same? No. Oprah is good. That's a good show. It's not, like, trashy. They do important things on that show.
Yeah, she runs a good show. But is it just about the money when it comes to the other ones?
It's probably about their opportunity. Also, it's weird that she has that magazine.
Are those people good people when they start?
Oh, I don't know. Was Dr. Drew good 30 years ago?
Is Dr. Drew bad? Is it Dr. Drew or Dr. Oz or both of them? Which one's the more...
Dr. Oz is the Oprah one. I'm not saying it's Dr. Drew who does celebrity rehab, which is obviously like the worst thing in the world. Like, but was he good?
Like, what a waste of being a doctor. Well, like, you became a doctor to do celebrity rehab?
Want to. You can obviously tell that, like, some parent forced him to go to med school and he wanted to be an actor and they just made it happen in this weird way.
Oh, in their weird doctory way.
Yeah, they just, like, creeped onto it. They're like, this is viable. It's not unlike my plan to crush the nerd girl scene with my knowledge of chemistry.
And comedy.
Yes.
I
don't know if they're good people when they started. They're so bad
now. Do we know that they're so bad now?
Because they're letting that shit on them. If you let Scratcher Man come on your show and trick middle-aged women in the middle of the country to buy scratchers because you're Rachel Ray, you're evil.
are you just somebody who is stuck? They have their producers and their studios. They're forcing this upon them. And I guess there's like a moral lapse in allowing things you don't believe is right to go on your show in order to just maintain keeping your show. But then you just walk away. I don't know. It's just an interesting.
Let me just tell you this.
In America, people seem to go the direction of, fine, I'll let the scratcher guy on my show to keep my show.
No, let me tell you this, because.
But I don't even think it was a question for her that she even had to think about. Like, a scratcher guy is going to be on your show today, Rachel.
Right.
Oh, okay, sure thing, whatever. It's going to be great. We're going to scratch some scratchers.
Oh, I'm so pumped. No, let me.
We better make sure there's a disclaimer in there that lets people know they probably shouldn't be.
Are you kidding me? No, the lawyers did that. There's no way they're like, Rachel Ray made me get addicted to scratchers.
Listen, Rachel, you're going to need to read this thing at the end. Okay. Are the scratcher people okay with that? It's law. We got to do it.
Now, let me tell you this, though, Josh. If me or you had their own show, I guarantee you that a scratcher asshole would never appear on it. That wouldn't happen. We wouldn't put ourselves in the position where we would have that type of show.
$100,000.
What, to talk about scratchers?
Yeah, just get $100,000.
Rachel Ray has more than $100,000.
I'm saying to you right now, $100,000 if we promote scratchers on Who Would You Do?
Well, obviously.
Okay. $5,000.
Who's giving this? The scratcher industry?
Yep, they're offering you $5,000 if you... I'm saying, I'm a scratcher person coming to you right now saying, I listen to your podcast, I like it. Enough people are listening to it that I'll give you $5,000 to promote scratchers on your podcast.
What did you say? You say, I love scratchers?
He was like, oh, I was playing the scratcher the other day, and it was great. I won. You know the odds of winning scratchers are this and this. Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. Yeah, it was really funny. I totally would have done the scratcher person,
but there's
the person that invented the scratchers.
There's the impact of your show, though. This show goes to our asshole friends and our lovely dear parents who just feel compelled to listen.
Your dear parents. My parents couldn't figure out how to listen to this show. First off, no way my dad would listen to the show, I feel. maybe I'm wrong. I don't see it happening. And my mom, I just don't know what you would think about some of the things I've said.
Yeah. So there's the impact. Maybe yes for the show, but then if you're like, it's gonna broadcast to, you know, 10 million housewives that are in Iowa who have their GED, no, fuck that.
What about $100,000?
No, I would not promote scratchers to uneducated people. I would just not
for $100,000.
I would no amount of money would make me promote scratchers to uneducated people.
You're so full of shit.
On like a show that I had that was like reaching a national
audience. If you're already earning tons of money, I'm saying right now. If this show all of a sudden was going to reach a lot of people, but we got to promote scratchers.
No.
You're saying that
in like a fake ass way. We have to be like, if there's a script where it's like, did you know scratchers are the best way to spend your money?
We got to do that in one episode, and because we do that, our show's going to end up hitting tons more viewers.
Look, no. People can do responsible ads. Nothing wrong with advertising. Pays everything. But if you're just like there, but that's the thing, that Rachel Ray's thing wasn't.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm challenging you. I'm interested to see if that scenario ever were to become a reality.
I don't have a problem with Rachel Ray having an ad for scratchers on her TV show, but not as a segment of your show where you're just talking about the wonders of scratchers in replace of like showing how to cook chicken parm. No. Fuck that. Fuck you, Rachel Ray.
Most of her shows are about cooking chicken parm. She had one show about scratchers. Now, I'm saying to you, most of our shows are about having sex with people that would not have sex with us or just couldn't
Dr.
physically
Philip Bailey,
or couldn't physically possibly have sex with.
Dr.
Fine, you people that wouldn't have sex with me. Hence my new opening of our show, Robin.
Actually, Dr. Phil can Dr. Phil get ass?
Dr. Phil definitely gets. Are you just talking? Where you kidding? You think Dr. Phil wants to bang you?
No, but what hot actress wants to bang Dr. Phil?
Not a hot actress, a stupid, dumb, blonde girl that Dr. Phil's attracted to.
How does he know her?
Because he's fucking Dr. Phil, and he's at some super expensive club, and there's a super hot bimbo there that sees Dr. Phil and knows who he is and is ready to jump on his dick.
Oh.
Just because you have an IQ above 60 doesn't mean everyone does.
Dr. Phil, you. All right. Moving along.
Interesting questions raised on this week's episode of Who Would You Do?
I do wonder if I am less hot or hotter than the however many girls Dr. Phil fucked in 2012. I want the average of that. Am I hotter or less hot than that?
Is Dr. Phil married?
Does that matter?
A little bit.
Just numbers wise?
Just a little bit. It certainly matters. There's the possibility that he's faithful.
Oh, did you know his last name?
What, McGraw?
Yeah, ew. He's so gross. Married his first wife, an ex-cheerleader. Oh, fuck.
There you go. Already.
But named Debbie Higgins, so.
Debbie Higgins?
Debbie Higgins.
That's the real name of the ex-cheerleader.
So, I'm bouncing back. According to her, McGraw was domineering and would not allow her to participate in the family business. She claimed that she was confined to domestic duties, which included lifting weights to improve her bust line.
So, the answer is Dr. Phil is having sex with arguably more attractive women.
But is horrible with them.
But is yeah, so I guess we've... Well, you know, again, that's her side of the story.
Whoa, okay. McGraw's son, Jay McGraw, partially followed in his father's footsteps, publishing books aimed at teenagers, and then he became engaged. So Dr. Phil's son got engaged to Erica Dam, one of the famous Playboy Playmate triplets.
So you're losing quicker and more quickly.
Oh, I can't even get men as good as Dr. Phil. Josh.
No. What do you mean men as good as Dr.
They're like
Phil?
They're rich and gross.
Dude, you can't get men as horrible as Dr. Phil.
That also answers our question if the people start off good. Because Dr. Phil did not start off good. Hey, honey, you need to lift some weights so your boobs grow. I'm a doctor. It's a medical opinion.
Alright, so... Oh, so it's your turn again.
Yes.
Went Rachel Ray... you know what? We started talking about him, so let's continue talking about him. Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, now, I think, objectively, I can't even say he's better looking, because he looks so much like a fucking elf.
He seems like he's not so horrible.
Do we know anything about him? He's more nerdy than Dr. Phil. Dr. Oz is kind of awkward. Dr. Oz... But he also, his show is fucking bullshit. There's these billboards all over town. The last time I saw his show, it was about this woman that had back pain. And this other woman was saying she could cure all back pain by just pinching someone's back for 10 minutes.
Do you know what Dr. Oz's first name is?
I don't know.
Mehmet.
Ew.
Mehmet Oz.
Man, they really just got rid of their stinky names, didn't they?
They just used the good parts.
Yeah.
Mehmet McGraw.
Also, you gotta be stupid if you're a doctor and you have a TV show and you're wearing a fucking lab coat all the time even though you're not doing anything. I don't know. I guess he is a little bit cuter. But he's kind of creepy now. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I probably would have if I had been when I was younger.
I mean, I'm not seeing anything on his Wikipedia that's making him sound so horrible.
His dad's name is Mustafa.
He was a professor at Columbia University, Department of Surgery.
He's probably smarter than Dr. Phil, right?
Oh, definitely. He's an actual doctor. I feel like Dr. Phil... I wonder if Dr. Phil is even a doctor.
Yes, but there's
a part of me that is curious to see the papers.
Yeah, no, okay. So
he always seemed like he was just a fake, like a doctor who's been faking it.
He does. No, but Dr. Oz has also been married since 1985, so he's, like, more stable.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'd probably be into Dr. Oz. I don't know why he, like, wants to have that horrible show. I feel like you just, like, your ethics are crushed if you're into that show. If you think that it's acceptable.
Why is it unacceptable? What's wrong with his show?
Some of this stuff.
I admit that I don't watch very much Dr. Oz. It'll be like any at all.
Seven things that are probably giving you cancer that you didn't know were giving you cancer after the break, and then it'll just leave, and it'll just be like, you could be dying of this cancer. We'll tell you about that after the break.
But you could be. But you could be, and they might be good things to avoid. But they're not all like that, also.
There's not a lot of good ones. I don't know. I'm sure there are maybe like one, or it's just like stupid diet.
I think my mom likes it. Yeah, but it's not stupid. It's good information for you. My mom really likes the show, I believe she does. Or she's watching some doctor show all the time.
Yeah.
Probably Dr. Oz.
There's also The Doctors, which is the worst doctor show.
The Doctors is the worst. The Doctors is terrible. But Dr. Oz is a smart person who's maybe sharing some important information with
us. Okay, so in terms of just shows...
You know, as someone who didn't have health insurance for a little while, you know, maybe it's good that there's a show out there that, like, maybe they're talking about something I'm dealing with and can help me figure it out without having to go see a doctor.
I'm sure he tells himself that every day. Now, as a show, if you had to, like, sit down for a full day and just watch this as a marathon, would you rather watch Rachel Ray, Dr. Oz, or Dr. Phil?
Watching a full day of it?
Yeah.
Well, Rachel Ray, because I could jerk off a few times.
If you watch Dr. Oz for a full day, you'd probably think that you, like, had some kind of cancer. You'd be like, oh my god, I need to start eating almonds raw!
But I don't want to watch Dr. Phil yell at people, horrible
Rachel
people.
Rachel Ray is probably the best
Rachel
one.
Ray will teach me, you know, I'll cook some food she's making. Like if I'm being forced to watch Rachel Ray, as
you
I already said.
Scratchers.
Learn about winning some money in Scratchers.
Yeah, I guarantee.
Rachel Ray, definitely.
Big bucks from money from Scratchers.
Definitely, definitely Rachel Ray.
Yeah. All right, so Dr. Ray is probably the best, actually. Okay. Mm-hmm. But, all right, so now let's hit up the last girl on our agenda, Gail, Oprah's bestie.
Questionably Oprah's secret lover. There's that question out there.
Definitely that question.
I didn't know Gail actually had a TV show. I thought she was just Oprah's friend, but when I was looking her up on the Wikipedia, I saw that Gail had a TV show. Or she was like a morning anchor for something. Did Oprah make that happen for Gail?
Yes. Did you have to even ask that? Gail
King?
Shit. Gail is probably independently wealthy.
Gail's the Steadman of woman?
Yeah, the woman Steadman.
The woman Steadman?
Man. Gail.
She has a double degree in psychology and sociology.
Yeah, I mean, like, you probably had to not suck to
everyone
have
Oprah in
the
Oprah
friend.
Universe is pretty educated. That's like
besides
one.
Oprah has no higher education.
Really? She never went to college?
No graduate degree. Mm. Everyone else has a graduate degree.
Oprah's more learned than most people with a graduate degree. She's read a lot of bad books.
Yeah, she's been raped a lot. She's 9. Hopefully it burns you up.
Really makes you grow up quick. As Gail, I mean, when Gail looks like she was probably really attractive when she was young.
Yeah.
Not Gail today.
Also,
like, what's the point of Gail today?
I also gotta say that Oprah is kind of a ballsy woman for picking a best friend that's hotter than her. So Oprah likes to be top dog, and Oprah is not top dog in terms of looks of her versus Gail.
Yeah, but I mean, she's not losing by so much now.
Well,
I mean,
I guess
by, like,
years.
In their, like, age world. Let's see what young Gail King looks like.
Oh. Young Gail King is definitely doable. Yeah, she, I don't know, she's fine. She's boring. I remember the last thing I saw with Gail, they were just, like, visiting a spa. That was the whole episode. Well, it's our spa with Gail. So what do you think about young Gail?
Young Gail. There aren't, like, a lot of pictures of young Gail that I can find where she was, like...
Oprah had them removed. She didn't want her being too flashy.
Young Gail looks like she's pretty attractive. I mean, judging by these pictures of Gail, yeah, I'm going to give young Gail a pretty high probable.
Yeah, Gail looks like she used to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Gail looks like she probably was hotter than Rachel Ray when she was younger.
Yeah, well, Rachel Ray likes
her too. She kind of looks like Whitney Houston a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that.
You like Whitney Houston thing going on.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. All right, so, man, not as much as it's worth talking about Gail.
Yeah, well, apparently we just love talking about Dr. Phil. We spent about half of this on Dr. Phil.
Half of it? We talked a lot about Oprah, too.
Yeah. All right.
So, we did Gail. Let's do male Gail. Stedman.
I really hope that he has, like, an apron that says that on him.
Male Gail. I really just hope he has an apron that he wears. Because that's hilarious. So Stedman is basically, like, a woman, right? He's like,
Stedman is
what is Stedman? What is Stedman?
Stedman is a man who does not have any financial problems.
So Stedman is a gigolo. He's like the most expensive gigolo in the world.
Right? I mean,
yeah. What does Stedman do? Have you looked anything up on Stedman?
Yeah, I'm looking at him. But yeah.
How do you spell Stedman?
S-T-E-D, man. Stedman is sad, right? I mean, well, that's, like, the ultimate thing. It's like, are you... But, like, is it a thing where it's, like, you are the man that actually has the most self-esteem by being with a woman that's, like, fancier than you?
And he's an American educator, author, businessman, and speaker.
Also, like, do they... How... Well, now they're old. But, like, in the height of it, when they've been going out for 1 year, how much did they bang?
Probably more.
More than now, but I mean, like, does Oprah like to get down?
Did you ever watch TV Funhouse, the Robert Smigel TV show offshoot from the Saturday Night Live thing where he had, like, the animated shorts?
Yeah.
My favorite one was Stedman. Like, they had, like, a fictional superhero of Stedman, and he was just, like, he would be with Oprah, and whenever she'd be, like, trying to get down, he'd pretend he'd have superpowers and that he was getting called away to solve crimes.
Stedman...
That was one of the funniest things. That was probably the funniest cartoon on that show.
Stedman's eyes are very close together. I'm not feeling that.
Look, what, you're going to say that the guy who's good enough for Oprah isn't good enough for you?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of things that are good enough for Oprah that aren't good enough for me.
I bet if you met Stedman, he'd sweep you off your feet.
Stedman is old. Stedman, okay, you know, we talked about Obama looks like my dad, so I can't be interested. Stedman looks straight up like my grandpa. Stedman looks exactly like my black grandpa, just down to facial hair and where he was going gray. Just if you want to know what... So apparently, if Stedman bangs my grandma, you get Barack Obama. That's how things work.
Did your grandma look like Oprah?
No. My grandma looked like me. But yeah, no, I can't... No, Stedman's not cute. I mean, maybe when he was young. But no, his eyes are too close together. I don't like that. Stedman's no. He's boring.
His eyes are too close together.
They are.
He's probably not boring. He's probably one of those people that's like one of those most interesting man in the world types.
He's like, I am Stedman.
I bet Stedman's like... Stedman's led an extremely interesting life.
What, going on hella vacations with Oprah?
Yeah, but... Just who knows what Stedman's done? He's just a mystery character. Like, who is the guy that Oprah is sleeping with? You're not curious? But you're not curious what's going on with the guy that Oprah is with?
Why can't she just get a prenup and get married? She doesn't have to give up. The prenups exist for a reason.
They just decided they would rather have a spiritual union. I'm down with that. I like the spiritual union idea.
I don't know. All right. I'm done with Stedman. He's boring. No.
All right. So it's time.
It's time. We've reached that this week.
So, oh man, so is, I feel like yours is are we just going to go with the three of them?
Well, do we have to do situations? All right,
so you give me a situation because I got to think of mine.
Okay. So here's what we're going to play with.
Okay.
Oprah is your age. And just works at your job. Gail is your boss at your job, so she's like 10 years older.
Okay.
And Rachel Ray is a soccer mom that has two kids.
All right. I got it.
Okay. None of them have money.
None of them have money?
None of them have any money. So Oprah, your age, Gail's your boss, 10 years older. And Rachel's 40 years older, has a couple kids.
So, here's my question about Oprah. Is, like, Oprah going to become Oprah?
No, they're all just going to make, like, a decent living.
But did she have Oprah's childhood?
Yeah, but, you can see she succeeded so much. It's not going to fuck her up. Like,
well, all right. Okay. Well, we're already having sex with Gail, so let's get that out of the way.
Okay.
Now it's like, am I killing Oprah or am I killing Rachel Wood? Because, like, I don't need two kids right now.
Okay.
But she seems like she's taking care of that if she's not doing this TV show.
Right.
You're but giving Rachel me all this is... Oprah. If Oprah's becoming Oprah, then Oprah. If she's not becoming Oprah...
No, she's not. Remember... Oprah might let
What are these children like?
Little brats. Oprah might let you continue.
Are they my kids?
No.
So they're not my kids if I'm married.
She's down to have 5 more kids.
No, but I just have to adopt these 2 kids.
Or, you know, like, deal. All
right, so I'm switching everything up.
Okay.
I'm marrying Gail.
Okay.
I'm having sex with Rachel Ray.
Okay.
And I...
Killing Oprah.
Well, I'm killing Oprah if I'm just getting all the Oprah baggage and none of the Oprah success. You're just saying, like, you're just...
Remember, when you fuck Oprah, you're being where her father and her uncle were. Or no, not father, just uncle.
Oh, whoa. Watch what you slander there. But, yeah, I'm just saying there's a lot going on. There's a lot to deal with. If she's turning into Oprah, then, oh, yeah, she's definitely going to get over all this stuff. But you're changing it all up if she doesn't turn into Oprah. Like, meet Oprah, easy marry. Easy marry.
Okay, so you answered. So what's mine?
All right. So, Dr. Phil, the human being that Dr. Phil is, if he was really good looking.
Okay.
Dr. Oz, mm-hmm. as is.
Okay.
Younger. Dr. Oz, younger.
Oh, but Dr. Phil is his same age, but better looking?
He's like a good looking, he's like a 7.
Okay.
He's like a 7.
But he's his age.
He's his age.
Okay.
Dr. Oz, like 5 years younger.
Okay.
I'm just going to make it 5 years.
Okay.
Or, no, we'll make it 10. 10 years younger, Dr. Oz.
Okay.
Or... Stedman, when he was young.
Young Stedman, Dr. Oz, 5 years younger.
10 years younger.
10 years younger. Okay. I'm gonna probably learn. No, I think I want to marry Dr. Oz.
You're going to marry Dr. Oz.
And then I would, I guess, kill Stedman and bang Dr. Phil.
You could kill Dr. Phil. You could get rid of Dr. Phil. You just won't have sex with Stedman when he's your age.
You wouldn't fuck Oprah. You wouldn't be with her. You could have been with some exciting woman who just wasn't going to be the billionaire.
That takes away so much of the excitement. Like, what is Oprah without becoming Oprah?
Without Oprah?
A young man.
Dr. Oz, I think we'd have stuff in common.
Okay, fine. But you're having sex with Dr. Phil and you're killing this 23-year-old
young man. You said Dr. Young Phil man. Was hot.
He's a 7.
What do you think he is now?
I don't know. What do you think he is now?
Old man doesn't count.
You're just going to have sex with a hot doctor and you're just going to kill this guy that's probably good enough for Oprah.
Maybe Stedman's dick doesn't work and that's why Oprah likes
can't
him.
Can't believe you're not... Well,
we don't know anything about Stedman's dick.
It's another 54-minute podcast.
Well, Oprah Universe. We're back, baby. We're back.
54 minutes. We've returned to our strangely common runtime.
All right. And goodbye.
Oh, wait. You didn't want to? All right.
Aren't you
going to plug it?
Okay. I want to say, if you listen to the podcast, oh my God, I've got this far. Thank God bless your heart. And just like if you have any friends that you think would like it, please pass it on. And then, it really helps if you like rate and review us in iTunes.
And if you guys, you know, have ideas that you want done on our show,
yes.
Post it on our Facebook.
Yes.
Or email whowouldyoudopodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. Or on our website. It's just, the blog spy, who would you do? And we'll cause we're always trying to think of new ideas. So,
all
yeah.
Right, So all you friends out there that already know us and listen to our podcast, you just got that little promo thing at the end. Woo!
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.